Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Praise the Lord. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hello, my name is Pastor Herbert Graham, and I'm glad that you have joined me here at Walking in the Light Ministries. Today we're going to be talking about a subject that I believe that's will be a blessing to you and to all to whom you will share it with. The title of this message on tonight is, How Do You Identify Sin in Your Life? But before we get into what the message is all about, we're going to go into a brief word of prayer. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we come now to give you glory, honor, and all praise. We come to thank you for this day, for this time, for this opportunity that you have allowed us to come together and to hear from your word. Dear Lord, we ask now that you open up our eyes that we may see into your word. Give us ears that we may hear into your word. And give us a heart to receive from your word. Oh Lord, we want to thank you on this evening for all that you have done and for all that you're going to do. Lord, we ask right now that you send your people from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And let them be a part of what you are doing here at Walking in the Light Ministries. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you, Father. For you are worthy of all praises, you are worthy of all glory, you are worthy of all honor. And we want to praise thy mighty name. And Father, we ask you right now that you look upon us in this hour and that you allow your Holy Spirit to have his way in us. Holy Spirit of the living God, move upon us like only you can move. Guide us, lead us, and teach us things that we should say and do. And Father, right now, we thank you for the authority that you have given us in Christ Jesus. And right now, we stand in that authoritative place, and we serve notice to Satan and his demons. Satan, the Lord rebuke you and your demons. Every evil deed, every evil work, every evil plan, we cancel it now in the name of Jesus. And we claim the victory on this evening in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us shall be condemned. For we are the heritage of the Lord. Oh, in Jesus' name, Father, we want to thank you right now because we know that a sinner prayer you do not hear, but a righteous one in Christ Jesus you hear their prayer. And we believe on this evening that you heard our prayer and we receive from this prayer. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen. We are excited here at Walking in the Light Ministries on this day to have with us, will be joining us shortly, one of our guests, Pastor Stephen Cooper will be with us, and we will be discussing on tonight how to identify sin in your life. How do you identify sin in your life? And right now we're going to welcome Pastor Stephen Cooper here at the show, and we will say to our brother, Pastor, welcome, sir. How are you doing this evening?
Pastor Graham, I'm doing just fine, sir. God blessing up on this radio station and to my brothers and sisters that are in Christ Jesus. We welcome them, welcome them, welcome them. And to God be glory.
Amen.
And, Pastor Graham, I tell you, the devil is busy.
Yes.
But, we got victory overall.
Yes, come on now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen, amen. Pastor Cooper, we're gonna be opening up tonight, and I'm just gonna open up and let the Holy Spirit have his way in us as he lead us and guide us in showing and teaching his people the truth in his word. And I will start with a scripture on tonight. I will ask everyone if they will get their Bibles and just look over with me briefly to 1 Peter, the Gospel of Peter, 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. 1 Peter in chapter 5. It's in the New Testament. 1 Peter chapter 5. You know, in this world that we're living in, so many people are concerned today about their identity. You know, some of them going to extreme measures to protect their identity because they are afraid of someone stealing their identity. See, they don't want them to steal their bank accounts. They don't want them to steal their material possessions. And so they go to extreme measures to protect that or try to put up safeguards to where people cannot try to steal their identities. You know, even now that when they tell me now that when a newborn baby is born in the hospital, this didn't happen when I was a child, but they tell me now that when a child is born, before that child leaves the hospital, that child is given already a Social Security number. I didn't get my Social Security number until I was almost 10, 11 years old.
Amen.
And they tell me that child is already given a Social Security number before it's even been taken out of the hospital. But in 1 Peter chapter 5 in verse 8, we're going to be looking at one verse in chapter 5. 1
Amen.
Peter chapter 5 in verse 8, it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour." And you know, Pastor Amen. Cooper, one thing about that is that we, as a child who have confessed Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we as a child of God must always keep our guard up.
Amen.
We got to always be living knowing that the enemy will not take a break on you or on me. He will always be trying to discourage us or try to get us walking out of the will of God.
And just like
Adam and Eve was back in the day, their disobedience to God, it caused them to be in a place that God never wanted them to be in. See, what man does is this here. Man always, if you look at mankind today always want to be independent within themselves. See? And God
Amen.
Never designed for us to be independent of him. See?
Yes, Lord.
We must trust God in all our ways. You see?
Amen.
And so the devil will come and he will use his wicked schemes and his wicked ways to try to pull us even further and further from the Father. And Pastor Cooper, one thing about this is that there are people walking around today don't even realize they're being used by the devil.
Amen. Amen.
You know? And so therefore, we have to realize today when the
Amen.
Enemy is working in our life and when he's working in it, and when he's not trying to discourage us or bring us down in one way or another. Help
Amen.
Me out with that, Pastor Cooper.
Okay, we are looking at that scripture you just read. It says,
mm-hmm.
be sober.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us walking around here don't know where we're going or coming. Amen.
Come on now. Come on now.
And is walking around here not in their right mind and focusing on what they need to be focusing on. A lot of us are in the darkness and still in the light. They
Come
are
on now.
Drunk with wine and deception of this life. That's reading in 1 Peter 8, say, be ye sober.
Yeah.
You got to be to know what's going on around you. When you ain't sober, you kind of just out there wandering around and entertain the substance that you have put in you.
Yeah.
But it's diligent, be alert about the things that are happening around you.
Yeah.
And say, because your adversary, everybody know who your adversary is, the devil.
Yeah.
And say, as a roaring lion, walking about seeking who he may devour. He walking up and in the earth. Remember, he the prince of this earth. He walking up and down the earth to see who he can devour. The adversary, your devil, is like a roaring lion. Okay, look at that word, like a roaring lion. Meaning he ain't what it says he is. He is like a roaring lion. See, the seeking whoever he may devour. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
You say he's walking and seeking. See, mean going to and fro to seek whoever he can devour.
Yeah.
It say he like a roaring lion.
Yeah.
The devil is as a roaring lion. It mean he ain't a lion, but he as a roaring lion. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And you know, Pastor Cooper, I would say that, you know, what do you think makes the devil so successful in what he does to God's people?
What makes the devil so successful, to God, using God's people is we don't study the word of God. See, the word of God is the lamp to our feet and right unto our past. And see, in the word of God told us to speak to those things that ain't of him. You know, that it may be, we'll lower ourselves down into the temptation of the devil and walk with him, because they said the grass look greener on this side, which ain't greener walking with the devil. It doesn't mean you walk in the darkness instead of in the light.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah. So
that makes us so successful. I mean, the devil's so successful to God people, because they have not like-minded of Jesus. And when he took Jesus up into the peninsula and say, if you bow down to me, then I give you all these things. See, that's the trick of the devil when he come to, if he tempt the Father, the Son, what makes you think he ain't gonna tempt us?
Yeah, come on now.
And he tempt the Son. He say, do like mine, he gonna tempt you. So be ready. Guard your heart. David say, guard your heart. We guarding our heart. We studying the word of God. We is living these earthly matter things out. Instead of reading the word of God, staying in the word of God, and let the word of God guide you through this life.
Yes.
That we may be in Christ Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
So when we follow the ways of the devil and follow his tactics and his schemes, because now remember now the scripture said, be sober, be vigilant, because he's walking around your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may. So he's looking for somebody to deceive.
Yes.
Amen. He's looking for somebody that wants to be disobedient unto God. See?
Amen. See,
we go back to the beginning with Adam and Eve. And when we go back to the beginning, Adam and Eve was in the perfect state before they disobeyed what God told them not to do. When they disobeyed the word of God, and that's how some of us mm-hmm. do today, we're so independent in ourselves that we don't need the word of God in our life.
Yes.
And we think we can do it all on our own, and you know, a person that's like that is a person that's walking in pride. See?
Amen.
And same like how Satan was in pride when he said that he will make his throne high above the throne of God.
Yes.
See? And so when Adam and Eve disobeyed God in the garden, it now created an atmosphere to where everything that was born from them was going to be born into sin.
Amen.
See, everything that they accumulated children-wise from them on down after the disobedient act they made in the garden, every disobedient act they did, every child that was born after that point was already born into sin. David said it like this over there in Psalms, the 51st chapter in the 5th verse. David said, "Behold, I was shapen into iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." See?
Mm-hmm.
David said, I'm a sinner because my parents was a sinner. See?
Amen.
And David's parents was a sinner. And it goes all the way back to Adam and Eve in the garden. See? So when we look at a baby, a newborn baby, we want to hold that baby and cuddle that baby and oh, it looks so cute and all this. Don't realize we're holding a bundle of sin.
Amen.
See? We're holding a bundle of sin that just has not developed yet to be disobedient unto God. See? And this bundle of joy, that's why they tell us that the word say we ought to cry when one come into the world and rejoice when one leave out if they was in Christ Jesus. See? Because when a person is born into this world, they already have this sin nature on the inside of them, and all they got to do is grow a little for a few years, and then you will see that sin nature begin to develop in that person.
Amen.
I've seen little kids as old as 3 years old stick their hands in the cookie jar when their mother or father told them not to take a cookie out that cookie jar.
Amen.
Being disobedient when the word tell us to honor our mother and father that our days may be long upon the land.
Amen.
See? So sin is already in us as a baby. And one thing, Pastor Cooper, that we have to keep in mind is that we may not know sin is there, but our adversary, the devil, knows sin is in us.
Amen.
See? He knows it's there, so what he does, he now tries to talk to our mind and try to make his thoughts our thoughts.
Amen.
See? He comes in, and when he comes in with an evil thought, and before you know it, if that person ain't careful, they'll be acting out that same evil thought that had entered their mind.
Well, Pastor Graham, amen. But it made me think about the over in Job when mm-hmm. he was going up and down, to and fro, and he say, "I'm looking for someone to devour," and God allowed him to touch Job, but didn't allow him to touch his soul. His playground is our mind.
Come on now.
And us don't even acknowledge him when he come in and have an impact on us. We'll lay down and say, well, everything not going to be all right. No, the battle ain't yours to fight. It's the Lord. But then, too, again, you ought to be sober and diligent. When the devil come nigh you. And it say he allowed Job, he allowed Satan to touch Job, but he say you got a hedge around him, but Job say even though I lose everything, see when we lose everything, this human race, and we got these things of this nature that we the flesh that we live within, we lose some things along the way. Then we try to go back and recover those things, and we don't get on our knees and pray unto the Lord and say, Lord, if it be your will, amen.
Yeah.
See, in the introduction of sin, the Bible teaches us that sin had a beginning. This was the first sin in the universe and occurred when Lucifer chose his will over God. God's will and desire to be this is Satan, Lucifer, it was his name first, desired to be equal with God. After Lucifer sinned, he was referred to as the devil or Satan, and he introduced sin into the human race. Amen?
Yeah.
So
Amen.
We got to be, Pastor Graham, what we intake and what we allow to come into our hearts. Amen?
Yes. Amen. Because it comes, I like how Paul said it over there in Romans, the seventh chapter, 23rd verse. He said, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind. See?
Yes,
and bringing
Lord.
Me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. See? Paul said, there's something on the inside of me that's driving me to think these evil thoughts that I'm thinking, to do these evil deeds that I am doing. See? And Paul realized this was not from God. See?
My.
See? And that's it's amazing how some people, they can't understand. They can protect their identity with when it comes to their bank accounts or their credit cards or their even their credit score. They will protect themselves in this area, but yet they will not protect themselves from Satan. See, they find themselves always bowing down to whatever thoughts he puts in their minds, and they are acting out what he's already planned in their minds to do, and they think it's their thoughts. That's just how cunning and crafty the devil is. The devil will have you plant a thought in your mind and make you think it that it's your own thought.
Amen. Watch this, Pastor Graham. I ask myself a question, and I say, what is the problem of sin? It says sin is the breaking of transgression against the law of God.
Come on now.
Sin we do that goes against the word of God is sin.
Yes.
Sin captivates the mind and pollute the life with its corruption.
Yes.
Sin convinced you of the right you have to feel the way you do. See, sin is something else. I shared with you once, Pastor Graham, sin is something else because we know it best, because if you ain't never say you sin, then you look at the cross the wrong way.
Come on now.
Call God liar and you saying that he sent his son to the cross for nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And go ahead, Pastor Graham.
No, I was just going to. I just want to add a little bit to that. If it's saying you saying to God that you know more than what God knows.
Come on now, amen.
See, because you saying you don't need the sacrifice of God sending His only begotten Son to the cross to die for you, because you can stand. In other words, it's saying that you can stand before a holy God and make your case on the wrath of sin that's upon your life. And the Bible clearly says it like this. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, say all have sinned and fallen short of the mark of God. See?
Yeah. See? Yes.
Ain't none of us is exempt from this. See?
Yes.
That's why.
Amen.
That's why we need a Savior, like you were saying. See?
Yes.
See? That's why we need a Savior in our life. Now, I often say it like this. You have two type of people in the church. I often say it like this.
Amen.
Two type of people in the church today. And ladies and gentlemen, you either in one or the other of these categories. Yeah, you may go to church every Sunday. Every time the church doors open, you may be in that church house. But there's two type of people in the church. And hear me good, ladies and gentlemen. These two type of people that's in the church, both of these people have already received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Both of them in the church, both of them has confessed it in Romans chapter 10, if thou confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you, for your sins, and on the third day God raised him up, you shall be saved. Both of them believe that.
Amen.
But the difference in the two people that's in the church is one of them stops right there and the other one take it to the step that God wants all us to take it to. That is, every time we mess up in these bodies, he wants us to ask for forgiveness and repent of that sin. That's why John says over there in 1 John, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
And you got people in the church, and I'm not saying go around looking at nobody. I'm saying look at yourself today. Look at yourself today. You got people in the church today that will come to church Sunday after Sunday and after Sunday and never say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned against you.
Yes, Lord.
And then you got people in the church today that every time they know that the enemy done lured them down some road or some thought or some evil deed that they commit, first thing they say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned against you.
Amen.
See, that's the difference in a believer and the difference in a non-believer, because a believer in what God has done for them, they're going to always be asking God for forgiveness because they know they're dealing with the holy God.
Amen.
See, and you know as well as I know, when you're dealing with the holy God, no sin shall, the Bible say, no sin shall be justified in his sight.
Amen.
See? All sin must be judged by a holy God. Go ahead, Pastor Cooper.
Pastor Graham, I just want to share them with when you come in, and you ask for forgiveness, confess your sin, you repent of your sin, and then you accept God as Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Romans chapter 8 says, There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Who not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. So if the law of the spirit life in Christ Jesus have made me free, why I want to keep walking in sin and sinning and doing those same things over and over? If some people tell you in life the same lie over and over, and that's how cunning the devil is. He'll keep telling you over and over and over and over, go on this side, it's better on this side, and you get the mind like he's right and Christ is wrong, then you start walking with it. Amen?
Yeah.
You start walking with that what you kept hearing over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But if you walk in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation. When you sin, you have an advocate.
Yes.
When you
sin,
you
come on now. Yes.
And when the Father looked at the situation, he ain't looking at you. He looking at his Son.
Yeah.
Because what he done on Calvary Cross. Amen.
Amen.
So don't beat up on what I'm trying to say is don't beat up on yourself about when you do sin. You have an advocate. That don't make you right to sin. That don't make you right to sin. Don't get it wrong.
Yeah.
Because the Bible said in 6 and 23 that the wages of sin is. So you got to be careful with that. You keep sinning against God. What happens when we sin against God, it separates us from communicating with God. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Walking with Christ.
Yes.
It separates us. So we got to be careful as God's children of our walk. Amen?
Yes.
Do you have anything to add to that, Pastor Graham?
Yes, you know, I would say this as well. You know, when Jesus gave the disciples asked Jesus, say, Lord, teach us how to pray. See?
Mm.
And when Jesus taught them how to pray, in the Gospel of Matthew, the 6th chapter, in the 12th verse, the Bible said that Jesus told them, say, as he was teaching them the Lord's Prayer, he said, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. See?
Come on,
man. This prayer, it was not a once-in-a-lifetime prayer. This prayer was to be prayed. This model of prayer was to be prayed every day of a believer's life. See? Because
amen.
And because we, oh my Lord, because we live in a dark world, see?
Come on now.
Because we live in a dark world and darkness is all around us, that darkness, if we're not careful, that darkness would try to enter into our lives.
Come on now.
That darkness would try to get you or try to get me to act in a way that God never intended for us to act or try to do something that God never intended for us to do. See?
Amen.
That's why the word says if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another.
With another.
See?
Amen.
See?
Amen.
We have that fellowship with him because why? That fellowship with him now will keep us strong. That fellowship with him will protect us. That fellowship with him will guide us and lead us into all truth, which is his Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
See? It would tell us, hey, okay, Satan trying to move you over here to the left, you need to turn back to the right. See?
Amen.
See, because man was born into sin and shaping into iniquity, man don't know how to, in his own self, don't know how to discern right from wrong.
Amen.
It takes the Holy Spirit to give us the discernment to discern right from wrong.
Amen.
Paul said it like this: If it had not been for the law, I wouldn't have never knew I was a sinner.
Amen. Amen.
It took the word of God to show Paul that he was a sinner. And it takes the, like you were saying, Pastor Cooper, it takes the word of God to show us when we are not walking with God. Because when we walk according to the word, we are walking in obedience with God.
Yeah. Amen.
And when we turn away from the word of God, we are turning away from God. And we have saints, many saints out there today have not picked up their Bible since we was under this so-called pandemic. They have not even picked up their Bibles and read one verse out of it.
Amen.
But yet they call themselves a child of God. See, many of them have went back to their own habits that they used to do back in the day. You know, if I like what Paul said over there in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 2. He says, wherein times past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
What
the devil wants to do, like we said earlier, walking around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, what he wants to do to get us walking and disobedient to God so he can make a mockery and say, okay, God, see, you say this your child, but look at them down there. Look what they're doing. Look what they're doing. They following what I'm telling them to do. They ain't following you.
Amen.
See? And if a child, I believe like this, Pastor Cooper, if a child of God want to be strong, they got to stay in the word of God. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Pastor Graham, amen. When we walk not according to the word of God, sin allure his way in. See, sin ain't number spirit. And remember, First John 4:1 say, try the spirit by the spirits and see if any is of God. It's a many spirit walking out here that's among us, but we got to try by what the word of God, and not what and like mama and daddy used to tell us. Boy, don't go there and touch that stove going to burn you when you look here. Most of us remember that. And we're going to go there. It's just like when God say go this way and we want to go our way. And that's when the devil lures us into his playing ground. And he entices us to stay over there because we hearing some other voice answering is you got to be vigilant and knowing who voice you're listening to.
Yeah,
it's very important to know the voice of God and not seeking after other voices. He said, "My sheep know my name."
Come on, huh?
My sheep
hear my
hear
voice.
My
voice.
And they heed to no other.
Yeah.
Mean they follow after no other. So if you hear God's voice, harden not your heart. Open up the door and let him in. Come and suck with you. And what I'm saying, let him be your guide through this life.
Yeah.
Hold on to his unchanging hand, because if you don't, the adversary gonna trick you. He gonna roar like a lion. And he gonna take you where he wanna take you. Remember, he ain't lying. Remember, he ain't a lion. But he's like as a living lion. Amen.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful to walk and be sober and vigilant of the things around you.
Yes.
Because he come to take us out and he petitioned unto our Father, which are in heaven. He petitioned daily against us.
Yes.
Look at him. They drinking that beer, a can of beer. He ain't got no business drinking that, but that's your son. Watch this now. Watch him. He over there smoking that marijuana stick, but that's the Lord. That's my son. Watch my daughter, she over there on the corner selling her bottle. body. That's my body. He said he purchased us by his blood. Amen. And the one that God have given unto the Son, and the Bible say the Son have kept. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
Oh, I'm happy in here, man. So I got a Father that can keep me in the midst of my come and say, you don't see him, Pastor Graham, then the Bible call him a liar.
Yes, come on now. That's what John says. You know, and I will add to that, whoever we yield ourselves to, that's who we're going to serve.
Amen.
I like Romans the 6th chapter and the 16th verse put it like this. It says, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey. He says, Paul say, whether of sin you going to obey it unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. See, when you obey the word of God, you obeying it unto the righteousness that God has made for you in Christ Jesus. See, but he say, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. See, being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. See?
Come on.
See? Because I chose to follow what God has done and believe what God has done and do what God tells me to do, now I become, you become a son or a daughter unto righteousness.
So what you saying, Pastor Graham, we have been made free of sin.
We're free then, because of what Jesus Christ has done.
But it didn't go on sin, right? Amen?
No, it didn't say that. It didn't say that, but it said we have a, like you said earlier, we have an advocate with the Father. See?
Amen.
See, we have that advocate with the Father, and his name is Jesus the Christ. See?
Come on now.
See, amen. The Bible said that he was tempted in all points like we are, yet without sin. So we don't have a high priest, the Bible says, who cannot sympathize with our infirmities, with our weakness. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Everything that we go on in our lives down here, it trust me, Jesus done had it been tempted of it, but yet he was tempted by it, but yet he did not sin.
Amen.
See.
Amen.
He did not sin. He did not fall to the trap of the devil or the trickery of the enemy. He did not fall to that because why? He was God manifest in the flesh. Come on, somebody. See.
Amen.
His spirit was a divine spirit. See?
Come on.
That can only stay in obedience unto the Father.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
See? And that's what he came to do to us, to align our spirit. Hear me, my brothers and my sisters, on this evening. It came to align our spirit back unto the Father. Now, these bodies that we live in, they're going back to the dust. The Bible said, dust thou art and dust thou shalt return.
Amen. Amen.
But your spirit is going with God where it came from. See, but in order for your spirit to go back with God, my brothers and my sisters, is your spirit must be born again. That's why he told Nicodemus, you got to be born again.
Yes, amen.
See? You got to be born. Nicodemus was a man up in his years. He wasn't an old man yet, but he had some age on him. But he told him, saying, you got to be born again, Nicodemus. Nicodemus say, how can I enter into my mother's womb when I'm old? And Jesus told him, said, that which is flesh, Nicodemus, is flesh, but that which is spirit. So Jesus was letting Nicodemus know, and he was letting us know that no matter how old you are, your spirit can be born again if you just trust Jesus.
Yeah.
See? Pastor Cooper, we got senior citizens sitting up in the church Sunday after Sunday, never gave their heart to Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Never gave their heart to Jesus, but guess what? It's not too late for them.
Amen. Amen.
Because they can be born again. They may be 70 and 80 and 90, 100 and so years old, but it's not too late for them. See? They can still give themselves over to Jesus. See?
Yes, Lord.
And quit falling the ways of the enemy.
Yes, Lord.
See? Satan don't care. Pastor Cooper, Satan don't care how young you are or how old you are. All he wants to do is steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes. Yes.
He
Amen.
Even have little children of 6 and 7, some maybe even younger than that, doing devilish things.
Amen.
See? He even have 99-year-old saint people doing devilish things.
Just for the people to know, excuse me, Pastor Graham, but
take your time,
you know,
Pastor.
What is the cause of sin? See, sin comes from giving in to evil desires. You know, but each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his or her own desire. So, you know, when we see, even if that woman dropped her billfold, and we know it ain't right to take that, and we seen it with our own heart to see that woman dropped her billfold, and we go over there and we take that woman billfold and take what's out of there, It was by our own desire that we took that billfold, because we took it in looking for something in there to soothe our enticement of taking it.
Yes.
That it satisfy our heart of taking that and knowing it wasn't none of ours. Well,
yes.
That's how the enemy could come in and use you, and once you steal from someone, somebody, it become a habit, your own desire of taking things.
Yeah.
And you got to be careful because you are lured by the devil himself.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. And Pastor Cooper, let me ask you this, and you answer this for me. Is one sin better than the other or greater than the other?
No, sir. There is not one sin better or greater than the other. It's all sin.
Amen.
When
sin
it
is
goes
sin.
Against the word of God, it is all sin.
Yeah. So you telling me that if I'm a liar and my brother is a thief, we both are sinners.
Both are sinners.
See?
Well, you have sinned against God because, well, he said he wouldn't let a liar tarry in his eyesight. He's walking up darkness. And the darkness show, the light show the darkness that is within the heart.
Yes, yes.
So one is better than the other. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God, he'll share his glory with Noah.
Yes.
So if we walk of darkness and know we are doing wrong, where is right at?
Yes.
How can you walk of the light and doing the deeds of darkness?
Yes. You can't. The two don't go together. Yeah.
No, sir.
They don't go together. Light cannot comprehend darkness.
Amen.
I mean, darkness cannot comprehend light. Light would always conquer over darkness.
Yes, Lord.
It would always conquer over darkness. See? And the light that God wants to give an individual is the true light. See? Jesus said, I am the light that come, and I come to light up the world. See?
Yes, Lord.
See? Prior to Jesus coming, the world was a dark place.
Amen. Amen.
He said, I am the light of the world, which I am the light which came into the world.
Amen.
It lead us back to our Creator. Lead us back to a holy God.
Yes.
See.
Yes, Lord.
That's why I like. I like when he leads us back. I like, you know, that when we are born again, a Christian don't have to, if they trust in the Lord, they know that the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, says the Lord knoweth how to deliver the ungodly out of temptation.
Amen.
See, if you trust God, God know how to pull you away from that thing that's tempting you. See?
Amen.
But how many people actually trust God to pull him away from the temptation? We see it in the Bible. Mm-hmm. We see it with Joseph, with Potiphar's wife. See?
Mm-hmm.
Potiphar's wife wanted to be with Joseph, but what Joseph did, Joseph feared his God, and God gave Joseph away. Joseph ran from that situation.
Yes, sir.
See? And that's
Amen.
How some of us need to do when sin is around us. We need to remember what the Word of God has said to us in times past, and we need to run towards God and run out of that situation.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
You know, they tell me, oh, I'm not that strong. You're right. You're not that strong. But if you got the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you, you can be that strong. See?
Amen.
Tell you like this here. If it was left up to my strength in me without the help of the Holy Spirit, I'll still be falling into sin.
Amen. Amen.
It's the Holy Spirit that empowers us to overcome the sin that's trying to so easily beset us.
Amen.
See? Sometimes you could be have the enemy with it. Just because we are born again, that don't mean the enemy don't still shoot his fiery darts at us.
Come on.
See? He's still shooting his fiery darts. He's still shooting those evil thoughts into our brain. He's still shooting those evil deeds into our brain, wanting us to act upon those things that he's putting there. See? Word of God, the Bible says like this, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard against it. What is the standard? It is the Word of God.
Amen. Amen.
See? And that's the blessedness about serving the Lord, because God will always make a way of escape for his children. We see it played out over and over and over again in the Old Testament. When the Israelites, when they obeyed the Word of God and the enemies came up against them, God gave them the victory.
Amen.
When they disobeyed God, God allowed them to be defeated by their enemies.
Amen.
Because they went to serving and worshiping other gods, you know, and not worshiping the true and living God. You see?
Amen.
So that's why we have to realize that when we, the Holy Spirit helps us to identify the sin in our life, number one, we must acknowledge that there is sin there, and then we must repent about it to a holy God.
Amen. Amen.
Sometimes, Pastor Cooper, I could get mad at my neighbor, and my neighbor ain't never did nothing to me, but I got mad with him because I saw them do something that I didn't like.
Amen.
Sometimes I could get mad with a coworker, a pastor, for saying something to me that I thought they shouldn't have said to me. But because, you know, I'm a child of God and you don't talk to me that way,
amen,
I got mad at them and I went down to their level and acted like them, pastor.
Amen.
Instead of letting the word of God guide me through the Holy Spirit, the word of God say a soft answer turn away wrath.
Yes, Lord.
See?
Thank you, Jesus.
See?
Thank you, Lord.
God will give us wisdom in that situation. God will give us wisdom and guidance in how the way he wants us to walk in that, because guess what? At the end of the day, Pastor Cooper, we should be giving God all the glory in our life day by day by day by day by day. You see?
Yes.
And it's sad that a lot of people who call themselves, and notice I said call themselves Christians, are not giving God the glory in their lives every day.
Amen.
They're not doing it, and we got to get this right. We have to get it right. We have to get it right. We got to get this right because a lot of us think we are standing in right standings with God, and really the devil done deceive us, and we don't even know where we are at because some of us can't even get a prayer through the ceiling.
Come on now. Amen.
Because of where we at in our walk with God. See?
Yes.
See? The Bible tells me that the prayers of a righteous man availeth much.
Much. Amen. Amen.
See? That means if I'm righteous in the eyes of God and I'm walking according to his word, all I got to do is pray about a thing and God is going to answer that thing. It's not that I'm special or anything. It's that I choose to be obedient to what God has shown me in his word.
Amen.
See? I'm not perfect. I never claim to be perfect. But I do my very best to be obedient unto the word of God. And when I find myself slipping, I look to the hills from which cometh my help. And I ask my Father, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned against you. Like David said, Lord, against you, Lord, and against you only have I sinned.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
See? And that's getting it right with God. And when you get it right with God, everything else got to line up. Because if God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
See?
Amen.
See? We walk in that victory. We walk in the victory that Jesus Christ has placed upon us.
Amen.
And that's the blessedness about how we identify the sin in our life and how we deal with that sin. See?
Amen.
And many today, hear me, my brothers and my sisters, many today have not learned how to deal with their lifestyle. They think, the devil done deceived them. They think, look at you. You're still sinning. You say you gave your life to Jesus Christ, but look at you. You're still doing the same things you've been doing before. Because a lot of them haven't really studied the word and asked the Holy Spirit to reveal them the truth of who they are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
See?
When
the Holy Spirit shows us who we are in Christ Jesus, we walk with victory.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
We walk with victory, not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Come on, somebody. See?
Thank you, Lord.
We walk with victory in the spirit.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
See, Jesus said it like this over there in John 6:63. He says, the flesh profits nothing. He says, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life.
Mm-hmm.
See? See, we walk in the spirit. Now my spirit is in line with what the word of God says. And if my spirit is in line with what the word of God says, God said his word shall not return back to him void, but it shall accomplish that thing from which he sent it out to do.
Lord, thank you.
Okay. Now, his word is in my spirit, and as his word leads my spirit and I pray it back to the Father, it goes well, back to the Father who is a spirit.
Yes, yes, Lord.
See? So now the spirit is connecting. The Father is connecting with his son. The Father is connecting with his daughter in the spirit realm. And if the Father tells me that I'm healed, guess what, Pastor? I'm healed.
Amen.
No sickness, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Yeah, but you don't understand what I'm trying to tell you. Someone may come to me and say, but you may not understand what I'm trying to tell you. I got an IV in my arm, and see, I'm sick. No, your spirit says you heal. Now, are you going to believe what's on your flesh, or are you going to believe what's in your spirit?
Come on now.
See? Your spirit says you has been delivered because your spirit is in tune with the Holy God. See?
Yes, yes, Lord.
But no, I'm going to believe what my flesh tell me and say, no, I'm not delivered. Let me go on down here to Billy Bob's spirit shop and get me a bottle of booze. The Bible said we walk by the Spirit, we shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Yes, yes.
See?
Pastor Graham, watch this.
Go ahead, Pastor, go ahead.
Watch this, Pastor Graham. Proverbs 18:21 say death and life is in the power of the tongue. And whatsoever you sow, you shall reap. So if you speak in that about your situation, and then that's what you receive. That sword, that seed you sow, you're gonna reap it. Cause it says death and life. Now speak life unto that thing instead of speaking death unto it. You just said I have. That means you ain't got. Because you ain't the Father knocking at the door. And he ain't got to open the door, and you open the door where he come into your situation. You quit laying down and saying you sick. The Isaiah 53, the fifth verse say he was wounded for your transgression.
Come on now, yes.
He was bruised for your iniquity.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Our peace is up on him, and by his stripes we are healed. No, lay down and that devil tell you a lie. You are healed. You put it in your spirit, you are healed. God said, I am healed. Amen?
Amen. See.
Take the devil's stripes. Ezrin, you need to put on the whole armor of God daily.
Yes.
The helmet, the breastplate, that girdle, the shoulder.
Yes.
You got to know what ground fighting the enemy on.
Yes, come on now.
Because the battle ain't yours, it's the Lord.
Yes, yes.
You believe God and know us. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Man.
And he wants us to get in line in what he's doing. See?
Amen.
See? He never told us to go out and fight the battle. He said, get in line with me. See?
Yes.
See? We get in line with him. And then I use this for an example. I've shared this with you a while back. I was sharing with you about Peter when they was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And they came in to arrest Jesus, and when they came in to arrest Jesus, Peter got mad and took one of their knives, their swords, and cut off one of the guard's ears, and when Peter cut the ear off, Jesus told Peter, say, no, Peter, put your sword up. Say, those who live by the sword shall die by the sword.
See,
what Peter was doing, Peter was taking matters into his own hands. Peter was not trying to follow the will of God. See, the will of God was that his son go to the cross and die for all mankind.
Amen.
See? Excuse me. See? And so Jesus was trying to show Peter what the will of the Father was at that moment. See, Jesus was always in tune with the Father.
Uh-huh.
And Peter had to realize, you know, I have to trust God to fight the battles that he wants to fight in my life.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
That's why Peter told us that we gotta follow and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. We follow him, and when we follow him, he will give us the victory. No matter what the situation or that problem is, Jesus Christ will give us the victory because he already done won the battle.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank
he
you.
He already done won the battle. We not fighting from a place of defeat. We are fighting from a place of victory. See?
Yes. Come on now.
See?
Amen.
See? We're not fighting this battle as one that have no hope. We have hope.
Come on.
Because we done read the end of the book. And the book says, in the Revelation says, we win.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
It tells us
Thank
that we
you.
Win. See?
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
See, it's and the thing that I see is that it's when we follow God, we now receive his wisdom, his insight in how to fight these battles that comes into our life. See?
Yes, Lord.
Really the battles that comes into our life are coming to make us strong. The Bible says the trials come to make us strong. The trials come to perfect us.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
See?
Yes,
they come to make us strong. They come to build us up, and not in the things of the flesh, but the things of God.
Yes, Lord.
See?
Yes, Lord.
See, God leads us in a way that where remember what the Bible said when Jesus was coming to John in the wilderness? And after John had baptized Jesus, what the Bible say? Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted.
Yes.
See? So God will lead you sometime into a situation, but that doesn't mean God going to allow that situation to overcome you.
Overcome you.
See?
Amen.
See, God will lead you in that situation just to see where your faith at in him. So you can see where you at. He already know where you at. He asked Adam and Eve, Adam, where art thou? He already knew where they were.
Yes, sir. Amen.
But Adam didn't know where he was.
Amen.
See, and that's how it is in our life. Sometimes people say, I don't know why this financial burden has come upon me or what's really going on. Have you stopped and asked God what you're doing wrong? Have you stopped and asked God how to get out of this? Some people may say, I don't know why this sickness is on me. Have you stopped and asked God how to get you out of this situation the way you can be healed? Because like you said earlier, by his stripes, we are all healed.
We're all healed. Yes.
See? And God will give you wisdom on what to do, what foods you need to eat, and what you need to cut out of your life to make your life line up so your healing can come. Because guess what? A lot of people don't realize this. The body was designed to heal itself. Help me, somebody.
Amen. Amen. Yes,
the body was designed to heal itself. So if we put the right nourishment and minerals and vitamins in our bodies, guess what the body going to do? The body is going to get in line and heal itself, and God is going to get the glory.
Come on now. Yes, Lord.
See? But we first got to get in line and do what he wants us to do. And the only way we can find that out is we got to seek him.
Yes.
Jesus told us like this, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you.
Lord.
See, it's only when we seek him, but Pastor, you know, a lot of us say, well, you don't understand, I do seek the Lord. No, you got to get real with God. See?
Yes. Come on now.
You got to get real with God, and God knows when we are real, and God knows when we are trying to be deceitful. He knows that. He knows our heart. He knows that a man's heart is evil in all his ways.
Use him, Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord.
See? See, God, when we get honest with God, then God will show up in our life.
Yes, Lord.
See?
Yes.
We got to get honest with him. What Jesus told the woman at the well when she was talking about worshiping God in Jerusalem, Jesus said, it's going to come a day where you're not going to worship God in Jerusalem or on this mountain. But he told a profound truth. He told her, but God is a spirit.
Yes.
And he said, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yes, Lord.
See? And that's what people have to realize. They got to worship him in spirit and in truth. See?
Because he's all-knowing God.
He's all-knowing God. He knows everything. You see?
And you can't falsify a truth.
No.
Truth is the truth, and a lie is a lie.
A lie is a lie. Yes.
A liar won't be erring in his life. So you must come to his truth. He loves y'all. He loves all us. He loves us unconditionally.
Yes.
His love goes through generation after generation. It never changed. He loves us. Love of man, man to give you love, and man to take back that love when you do. He think he done something toward you.
My Lord.
God ain't a God. God ain't a man that he shall lie or repent. He tell you he loves you, he loves you.
Yeah.
But man's love is shadow.
Yeah.
It's just like a glass when you break it, it's shadow. It's never stuck together in the first place.
Lord.
You got to be careful. Let man be a liar and let God be the truth in your life.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. And I tell you, Pastor, that is a blessing, and you know, to know that when we trust in him, when we trust in him, like the word say, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
When we trust in him and just turn and let our faith rest in him, we see miracles begin to happen in our life. See?
Lord.
See?
Yes, Lord.
See? When we trust in him and do it his way, have a heart that's allow, give our heart to him so he could till up that ground and make that ground fertile ground, the way the word of God can grow out of it and produce a good crop for us in our life.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
See?
Thank you, Lord.
See, some of us, we say we love him, but we haven't given him fully our heart.
Yes, come on now.
He said, when you seek me, you shall find me when you give me what? Your whole heart.
Yes, Lord. That's it.
And many today haven't even done that, because when you give God, Pastor Cooper, when you give God your whole heart, then God comes in and God put that heart in order.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He put it in order. Where there was hatred in that heart, he turned it into love.
Yes, come on now.
See?
Yes.
Where there was sadness in that heart, he turns it into joy.
Yes, God. Thank you.
See?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
He does that. He takes a man's heart and he's so good to fold, my Lord. The Father is so good to us. He will not hold no good thing from us.
See? Come on now. Amen.
He asked the man, without be made whole? You want to be made whole? Because he knew the man had some issues in his life.
Yes, Lord.
See? And when the father come in, oh, he's a good father.
Yes, God.
He's a good father. And he comes in and he just share his goodness with us, because every way he goes, his goodness and his mercy just as flows as he flows.
Yes, see? Lord.
It flows from sea to shining sea, from the highest mountain to the lowest valley. See, even flows out in the stars, in the space, in the universes, in the galaxies. God's goodness is everywhere.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
See?
Thank you, Lord.
See? And all we have to do is just reach out and receive what he wants to give to us.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
See?
Thank you, Lord.
See, and many need to receive him today, Pastor. So in the brief moments that we have left here, would you lead us, lead them into all of us into a prayer of salvation?
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Our Father God, we come before your throne of grace, God. Bow head, humble heart. Oh, God, we come to just say thank you. Thank you for this day that you has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Father God, we come confessing our sin. Oh, God, we come confessing our sin and yielding unto you, God, which made heaven and earth. Oh, God, we come asking you to forgive us for our sin, what we've done in word, deed, or thought. But God, you are God. You are God and God all by yourself. You are God that sent your son to Calvary cross, hung, bled, and died, and rose on that third day that we might have a right to the tree of life. God, we asking you to forgive us for our sin of thought, our sin that we think without out of our heart, our sin that of flesh. God, we ask you forgiveness for all of our sin, and God, and then we know that you send your son to Calvary cross. Died in our place, gave us life, which we don't deserve. But God, since you gave us life, we thank you for it, God. We thank you for touching us with your finger of love, showing us that you sent your only begotten son to Calvary cross to die in our place. Gave us unmerited grace, God. And that we didn't even deserve. But God, I say, I thank you. I thank you, God. And God, you said, if we confess our sin out of our mouth, believe in our heart that Jesus died, hung, bled, and died, rose on the third day, we shall be saved. And God, I ask a prayer for the ones that haven't came in yet, God. And God, the ones that are going through coronavirus, God. The ones that haven't been vaccinated and the ones that have been vaccinated, God. I ask you to touch their body, God, from their head to their toe. The ones that are traveling, God, give them traveling grace. And God, we'll give you the thanks and the glory because belong to you, God. And God, we'll say thank you forever and forevermore. Your spirit lives in within us, guide us, purge us, God, to do your will. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen, 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 Pastor Cooper. We want to thank you for being with us and joining us on tonight. Truly, it has been a blessing, and I know that something that the Holy Spirit has allowed us to say tonight will be a blessing to someone who have heard this message on this evening. And I pray that they will share it with others as they listen to this message and just let the Holy Spirit use them and guide them in what they should do.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, sir. And I pray that they will be back with us. If the Lord's will, they will be back with us next Saturday at 7 p.m. And we will be discussing another topic about the Word of God. And I pray that they will join us again and be with us.
Amen.
And just let God have his way as he did tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. And thank you for all that you do.
Amen. Same.
Okay, thank you. God bless you.
All right.
Yes, Lord. And we want to thank all of you. Thank all of you who have been here today. Thank you for being with us here at Walking in the Light Ministries. We pray that it been a blessing to you. And we say go in peace in Jesus' name. And may God's richest blessings be yours.